This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. All right, everybody. Welcome back to hour number two. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli here in Montana. So before I go to the next article here, I want to go back to one I just mentioned before the break about this Washington Post writer basically saying we need to kill all the whites. I just want to remind him, why doesn't he talk about all the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and the long list, the Bezos, the Gates, the Faucis, how you can't have a net worth over $5 or even $2 million if whites are so bad? Because he gets paid for saying, for selling the narrative. He doesn't get paid to remind the people that the Democrat Party started the KKK. He doesn't get paid to mention that the first Republicans in Congress were black. Or the first black congressmen were Republicans. I should probably reword that. He doesn't get paid to say that Hillary Clinton called black men super predators. He doesn't get paid to say that Hillary Clinton couldn't tell them apart on national TV. And I think Eric Holder was one of the people in that group of black people that she mentioned that comment. He doesn't get paid to say that Margaret Sanger, a staunch Democrat, used Planned Parenthood abortion clinics where 85% of the clinics were in black neighborhoods to reduce black population. So he doesn't get paid to say facts. He gets paid to use divide-and-conquer strategies. He gets paid to start race wars. He gets paid to sell the narratives of the elite. That's how that works. Scandal in Wisconsin. Democrat SCOTUS nominee Janet, I'm not even going to come close to pronouncing her name right, Protasiewicz, used the N-word, that's N as in naughty, when referring to blacks in court cases. And I am looking at the article right in front of me. So, to the writer of the magazine I was referring to, are you going to interview this Democrat SCOTUS nominee in Wisconsin and ask why Janet used the N-word when referring to blacks in court cases? Guarantee you, folks, you won't hear that again, at least not from the mainstream media. All right, this is an article, basically very disturbing, on election fraud. And it's titled, Election System Discovered, Used in Multiple States, Internet-Connected, Uncertified, and Accessible to Numerous Government Agencies and Outside Entities. Even our own Supreme Court has sold out. Can you imagine? Wow. I want you to think about how dangerous this is with all the evidence that's come out on election fraud, voter fraud, foreign interference. Apparently, people in New Mexico established that post-election canvas reports in all 33 New Mexico counties are being illegally prepared. So they complete election records and they're being uploaded to an uncertified centralized software. This is why we use the term decentralized. Everything needs to be decentralized. And apparently this is under the control of the crooked Secretary of State, who used to be Secretary of State in Arizona, but obviously we're talking about New Mexico here. But this is called the service, S-E-R-V-I-S, which is then used to create the official election results. So when the illegal canvass process is completed, the Secretary of State is having counties download election data from internet-connected service onto their secure election computers. And when I say the word secure, I'm using air quotes here, folks. And at the same time, in New Mexico, Dominion voting systems have deleted the original election data from their system. This is illegal as hell. It's a violation of state and federal law because records have to be kept for 22 months after any election. It's all a scam. All of it is fake. There's no credibility, no validity, no authenticity. It's totally fake, folks. I realize we can talk about each of these articles for an hour. I don't have the time. Female cycling champion quits sport after slew of transgender women win in races. I'm going to give a couple of comments. You ready, folks? And I wish I could spend a half an hour on this because some of these are actually pretty funny. Some things I can't say on the air, even though I try really hard to quote the comments, but some words obviously I can't because this broadcast is on AM and FM. Okay, one comment here. Single college-educated women voted 68% for Biden. These same usually angry white women were also big supporters of homosexual marriage. Now they're getting this trans culture shoved down their throat, and they want someone to fix it for them. Tough break, ladies. You brought this on yourself. You can fix it by voting the LGBTQ freaks out of office. This means voting Republican. Either you do that or quit support. Stop whining. Another comment. Next comment is you can't fix stupid. Look, I wish I had time to mention all of them. I would love to, just from the entertainment perspective, but I think the first two really says it all. This is a Stu Peters interview. StuPeters.com, for those of you who don't go there, go to StuPeters.com. Him and his other broadcasters on his website really do a great job. I love, Maria Z, Dr. Jane Ruby, all of them. They're just really, really informative. And they bring the receipts. They bring the facts. And they have Karen Kingston on a lot, which I have nothing but good things to say about her because she does so much homework. And the way we should rate people today, again, the pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage, all these people are tens at the very least. This particular interview is titled Luke Robinson is the Next Ray Epps. And when you see the interview, you'll see this. Basically, man with gun on January 6th in photo is also wearing an earpiece as Fed op is exposed. So basically, this brave person, Micaiah Jackson, was exposing this Luke Robinson as a gun-carrying Fed operative. And with no explanation, just like Ray Epps, he was removed from the FBI wanted list. And guess what, folks? What a coincidence. Ray Epps and Robinson are both from Maricopa County, Arizona. Is Maricopa County, Arizona, the most corrupt place in the country, if not the world right now? It may be. So basically, this Micaiah Jackson confronted this Luke Robinson, who had the gun, the earpiece, and asked why he's removed from the FBI wanted list. And if he is a Fed, well, Robinson not only avoided answering the question, he literally got into his vehicle and drove away in panic. The real insurrection, folks, was done by agent provocateurs in the deep state FBI. It's an act of treason against our country. January 6th informants were everywhere. There needs to be mistrials. Everybody who's been arrested for this political crime needs to get out of jail. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to finish. At least right now, I'm looking at the time. I'm going to go into some of this information that said, okay? And I realize we're running out of time, so I'm going to be quick. Fake Trump supporters at Manhattan protests are identified as an actor and an anarchist, possibly Antifa member by independent journalist. Brazil's Lula weaponized January 8th riots. Now he wants to avoid a parliamentary investigation at all costs. Everything's fake, hun, people. Everything's phony. Everything's BS. Everything is theater. Nothing is real. RFK Jr. says CIA is connected to 2001 anthrax attacks. They're connected to so much, I could do a whole broadcast on the articles on what the CIA is connected to. New York Times serving up more deep state propaganda with leaked U.S. intelligence claiming Biden did not order the Nord Stream. It's all propaganda, folks. All they do is sell narratives. That's it. Dirty cops, dirty media revealed. Undercover police helped steal police riot shields and pass through the broken glass doors on January 6th. DOJ embedded an FBI informant inside the defense team of nonviolent January 6th prisoner. You can't make this stuff up, folks. New video on January 6th. The D.C. Metro cops were encouraging people to go towards the Capitol and help people climb the scaffolding, shouting, go, go, go. Oh, it all happens to be on audio and video. What a coincidence. What's being done about it? Nothing. How come the January 6th setup prisoners aren't released? Because our country is corrupt. And the people, you would think the Metro Police, you would think the FBI, you would think the CIA, you would think all these people involved would come forward. How do you sleep at night? How do you go into look yourself in the mirror while you're shaving? How? Is it all about your money and your paycheck and your pension and your status? Oh, my God. Wow. This is just unbelievable. Mistrials for January 6th, folks. Release them all. New report reveals numerous undercover D.C. police infiltrating Trump January 6th crowd, basically urging them to move to the Capitol and climb the scaffolding. That's a Fed surrection. That's called a setup. That means mistrials. January 6th, people need to be released. Proud Boys sedition trial suspended again after the feds admit defense witness was an FBI informant. My gosh, how do they bribe and blackmail you people? How do you look yourself in the mirror? How do you call yourself an American? Wow. Wow. I mean, I just can't believe anybody would do anything for money and status. It's just amazing. Here's the next article. Believe it or not, I'm still on my variety, what I call a variety package, folks. I just took a little deviation into January 6th because it's so obvious. These people need to be released yesterday, and they need to sue the federal government for trillions of dollars. Elementary school teacher says confusing kids about gender is her goal. I am not kidding you. She is a teacher at the Mounds View Public Schools, and apparently people did some investigative work. Her name is Courtney Ryan.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Right before the break, I was talking about this teacher who was bragging about her goal to confuse children regarding gender identity. And we've said a million times, we're blue in the face saying, get your kids out of, and it's not just public schools. Private schools get federal money, too, so they're all being bribed and possibly blackmailed as well. But you tell me if we're going in the right direction. We all know that the highest paid teachers in the U.S. right now are going on strike. You tell me if they deserve it, okay? Just from a few of the articles I just dug up in the last few days. New York teacher forced fifth graders to act gay. Just try it. Seattle school district laying off employees due to plummeting student enrollment. You know what? It's plummeting. I realize that homeschooling has gotten way, the gains, the increase in homeschooling in every state has been exponential, but it's not enough. It's not enough. Oregon High School pulls assignment asking students to describe a sexual fantasy. So much for adult mutual consensual sex. Is your pantry clean and organized? According to a Loyola University of Chicago professor, that's racist and sexist. You can't make this stuff up. Michigan Governor Whitmer used federal pandemic relief funds to create critical race theory and social justice courses for teachers. Arizona principal sends teachers a list of student pronouns to hide from parents. Look, people, the answer to this question is very obvious. There's no reason. I really know, divorce is not the highest it's ever been. Marriage rates the lowest. I realize that it's difficult to homeschool. But if you get together with your neighbors, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue, and you all take turns volunteering to speak, to teach children at a private venue, they're probably going to get a 100 times better education than at a so-called, especially public government school. And there's an article here about how this person grew up in the Soviet Union, and even the schools back then valued merit more than American schools today. I want you to think about that comment. This is a forced plan design collapse. And last but not least, USA Today again picks a biological man as Woman of the Year. Look, folks, the bottom line is no one's doing their job. They're just being paid to sell the narrative that's going to destroy our country. That's basically it. And speaking of destroy, I have a bunch of articles and interviews on, CNN, which no one listens to anymore, and even Fox News, which a lot of people realize that what their true colors are, except for maybe Tucker Carlson. Basically, they're selling the dollar, the de-dollarization across the world right now. And they're basically talking about how the dollar's eroding. And there's one of the clips even shows the Kenyan president saying to get rid of the dollar because it's going to crash in the next couple weeks. I want you to think about this, folks. This is all by design. Okay, still in the variety package, believe it or not. Bullet point, 5,162% rate increase in excess deaths in Australia. Think about that. You need a calculator. Bill Maher basically slamming the Hollywood environmentalists like George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ben Affleck, for their hypocrisy and flying on private jets. You cannot, we need practice what you preach laws. And speaking of practice what you preach laws, Hollywood celebrities now again demanding gun control after the Tennessee shooting. Nearly 300 suspected terrorists apprehended crossing border in fiscal year 2023, mostly at the northern border. We need practice what you preach laws. These celebrities are holding guns in their movies, folks. Holding guns in their movies. They have private security. They live in gated communities. They don't use private transportation. They use public transportation. They do use private. It's called private jets. They don't have to deal with what the majority of us have to deal with. But they don't want you to protect yourself. And these are the same people who wanted to defund the police just like the Nazis did to bring in their people, their SS.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA
USA News Update. The two police officers who fatally shot the suspect at the Covenant School shooting in Nashville yesterday have been identified. Metropolitan Police Chief John Drake says Officer Rex Engelbert and Officer Michael Collazo fired at the 28-year-old trans man Audrey Elizabeth Hale, killing the suspect. Chief Drake believes this was a premeditated attack.
In the initial investigation, we turned it over to the FBI. We've looked over it as well. It indicates that there was going to be shooting at multiple locations, and the school was one of them. There was actually a map of the school detailing surveillance entry points and how this was going to be carried out on this day.
The two best teams in the XFL Football League played last night. DC defeated Houston 37-26. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, folks, this is the last half an hour. I have about at least 2 hours worth of information. So what I'm going to do is I finished up with an economic article. So I'm going to go mention just a few of those, and then I'll go into a different category. And I have so much. But basically, I want you to think about how healthy we are, not just as an American, economy, but a world economy. Well, I mentioned these articles. American banks are missing hundreds of billions of dollars. Think about all the fraud, all the money laundering, all the payoffs, and where the money went. Gretchen Whitmer gives $700 million to Chinese-owned battery plant in Michigan. Boy, if I had more time. Mexico begins to confiscate and seize American businesses in Mexico. In fact, Mexico is ready for war against America, as per this article, and as much as 500,000 march in support of Mexican sovereignty and military intervention. This is all being done. Look, we need to get involved, folks. We can't just let fear control us. We can't rationalize how we're leaving no freedom and liberty to our young people. We can't throw in the towel. We see despair and unit of measures going through the roof. Drugs, suicide, obesity, follower behaviors, addictions to technology and drugs. No, we don't have a balance between nature and the rest of the world. We're being sold narratives. We're being told to avoid facts and truth, or you're going to be called a name. Or you're not going to be liked. We're being forced to accept totalitarianism and tyrannical policies, while so many, especially our young people, are living off of psychotropic antidepressive meds. We are literally recruiting followers for death and destruction, treason and sedition. We're reaping the consequences of inaction towards political correctness over decades. And we're allowing the elite, the wealthy elite, to take down the masses of people with hoaxes and fake crimes and using big tech for takeover. You either come up with ideas and solutions, we have to have uncomfortable conversations publicly at different venues and come up with ideas. Look, we've done shows, just straight broadcasts on ideas and solutions. But our governors and our sheriffs, no one's arresting anybody. No one's doing anything about it. I mean, we see the dollar crashing down when we can have institute silver and gold and create small business alliances and then eventually incorporate it into local business and regional business. But our politicians are doing nothing. All they care, everybody that's put into office has been put into office because they're willing to sell out. Now, hardly anybody's doing anything. Working from home is over, says this article. In other words, they want to put you into the 15-minute cities so you can be controlled. Putin claims the Chinese yuan is now the standard currency. If we have our world reserve currency status, it's only in words. It's not. I don't think it's formally there anymore, folks. Study, up to 80% of jobs could be disrupted by AI. We've talked about this. AI, automation, robotics is going to take the jobs. This is why we got to go back to nature. We got to go back to common sense and logic and skill sets. Snapshot's AI program engages 13-year-old girl in a sneaky, dangerous sexual chat. Look, AI is dangerous. I don't care what you call it. If you call it Snapchat, it doesn't matter what you call it. There's many different types out there. But we have to go back to having conversation. I mentioned an article about young people using dating apps. And then they get disappointed when they meet the person and they're 15 pounds heavier than they were in the picture. Look, you're not going to, do you think people are going to put down their true identity? You think when you meet somebody online, they're going to tell you for sure that they didn't take the death jab? You have to meet people. You have to talk to people. You have to find out if they're confident in what they're saying, or else you're just getting more propaganda. You're getting a sell job. You're getting a con job. Kamala Harris absurdly claims Americans are recovering from high prices because of the hard work Joe Biden's doing. This is how stupid they think you are. We can talk about this for an hour. Driver's license for illegal aliens to cost Massachusetts taxpayers in the millions. Look, it's called cost shifting, folks. Illegal aliens aren't required to pay for insurance. You have to pick up the extra cost when they get into accidents. That's how that works. The nuclear bomb is ready to drop on America, and the world's economy cannot probably one of the most common names is called credit default swaps. And it's a control, a contract that's controlled between two parties, but the value is determined by the changes in the value of the asset. So when they bundle all this crap behind the scenes, they sell it, and then they rebundle it, and they resell it, and they rebundle it, and resell it. What happens? It's the changes in the value of the assets. It could be bonds, could be equities, commodity, real estate, currencies. It doesn't matter. It's like an insurance side bet. It's like being in a casino and selling insurance to you hundreds and thousands of times. Well, now this is in the major quadrillions of dollars in derivatives, which is like 100 times probably the global GDP. I want you to think about that. Think about what Putin said on how the Chinese yuan basically a really strong implication. That's the new standard or world reserve currency. Think about that. Think about what the Ukraine war is doing to us. We are depleting all of our resources, mostly capital resources, and we're being set up by an attack by China and Russia and their allies. And, you know, we're defending the Ukrainian border while we're literally inviting an invasion to our own border. Does any of this make sense, folks? This is, people say, oh, well, it's Biden's fault. Biden's a puppet. He can barely speak. He did not win the election because we've given 3,000 pieces of election fraud, foreign interference. It's just that our judges and lawyers didn't do anything because they got bought and paid for. They got threatened. They got blackmailed. I mean, tell me if you think Biden's legitimate. Let me mention a few articles here. Treasury reports show Biden family made millions from Chinese company. Banks flagged suspicious 150 suspicious activity reports. Pentagon Inspector General Joe Biden is hiding classified documents detailing side deals he made with the Taliban against U.S. troops. House Oversight Committee, James Comer, Treasury reports show Biden crime family made millions from communist Chinese company. Oversight, very odd that Trump indictment announced day after Biden bank records released. Think about the timing of this. House Oversight Committee shows Biden received $1 million after China wired $3 million to Biden associate. Biden denies $1 million in payments to family from Hunter Associates despite bank records. CNN journalist, CNN is even admitting evidence of Chinese funneling money to Biden clan does not look good. It's on paper. It's bank records. And no one's being impeached. No one's being arrested. There's no rule of law, folks. Anything goes. That's another way of saying that means nothing matters. Biden family may have committed over two dozen federal felonies. And look at what Donald Trump is going through. Unbelievable. Corrupt to the bone is the title of this article. A Biden family received $1 million from convicted Chinese spy Patrick Ho. Hunter called him the spy chief of China. Don't look over there. Nothing to see here. Biden wants to bail out Moderna. See, if you get a pass on selling a vaccine that's killing people, you get to be bailed out. See how that works? In the meantime, all the top brass for Moderna probably are millionaires by now. Taliban releases video of fields of U.S. military vehicles piles of high-end weapons and room filled with stacks of $100 bills. This is your president, folks. All right, what I'm going to do, I have just a few minutes left. I'm just going to stop there and do some health care. Toilet paper doom. Toxic forever chemicals found in toilet paper around the world. I didn't put this up here just as a joke. It really isn't funny. I put it up there because think about what they can put chemical-wise. You know, we have fentanyl everywhere. I mean, they can stick fentanyl in salt shakers at every restaurant in this country. We have to be aware of what they're doing. We have to be aware that all food almost is toxic, and they're doing it on purpose. Okay, I got to reduce my comments because of time. We Evidence shows puberty blockers are neither safe nor reversible, says Canadian doctor who helped pioneer puberty blocker drugs. Do you think? Look, when I say we, I don't mean just USA Today or USA Prepares, pardon me. I mean the independent alternative media. We've been all this stuff we've been saying for well over 2 years. UK MP made a speech in Parliament about a week ago about vaccination harms, and YouTube pulls it straight away. This is part of the censorship. This is how they do it, folks. UK Health System Director admits it was all a lie. Hospitals blame deaths on COVID to create the illusion of the pandemic. How many of those articles have we given? Unearthed emails from 2020 prove that the COVID PCR testing is a scam. We said that from day one, folks. New evidence that was actually obtained in the early 2020 suggests raccoon dogs. I know this is 2 weeks old. This is just an example how they're blaming raccoon dogs for COVID-19 because they think you are that stupid. Next, U.S. has the lowest life expectancy not only of all G7 nations, but alarming analysis shows America now isn't even in the world's top 50. In fact, I think I mentioned this a few months ago. In the last 3 years, American life expectancy has decreased by 2.5 years. And yes, we could talk about each one of these articles for an hour. I need to give you, the people, information. Please don't believe a word I say. Read, research, and verify. Triple vaccinated and more account for 92% of COVID deaths in 2022. And COVID is, I'm air quoting, folks. Approximately 100,000 U.S. COVID-19 deaths could have been attributed to renal failure caused by remdesivir. What do a lot of physicians, patriotic physicians, call remdesivir? When death is near. We've given the articles, all published in the public domain. When articles come from health management, they're done by physicians, researchers, and scientists. Next.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, everybody. I want to thank everybody for being on board today. This is the last segment. I only have a few minutes left. So what I'm going to do is just rattle out as much information as I can, because this is an information war, and you need to be armed with the proper information, not propaganda, false flags, hoaxes, lies, and gaslighting. Multiple Minnesota agencies monitor nuclear plant after over 400,000 gallons of radioactive water has leaked since last year. It's not just nuclear plants. It's not just train derailments. It's not just energy facilities. It's not just food processing plants. When it comes to food, water, air, medicine, it's all toxic and poison. Maybe not all, but they basically want to kill us, folks. That's the bottom line. Next article. Remember Obama's death panels. Medicare is now using AI algorithms to deny coverage to people deemed expendable. You think life expectancy is low now. Wait till you see what's going to be happening with AI. This is basically plausible deniability, taking the humanity out of the equation and turning it into a process for elimination. Not of elimination, but for elimination. Just remember, AI, it comes in many forms, like CGI, computer-generated imagery. That's why they're using facial recognition at airports, because AI can now imitate a fake avatar. When you think about how scary this is, and going back to the Minnesota thing, keep in mind we're going to be seeing a lot of false flags, possible nukes, hacks, power outages. It's going to be blamed on patriots. It's going to be blamed on Russia. That's how they're going to be doing it. This is a military operation plan. This is how it runs. Okay, I got to move on here. Former EPA scientist exposes corruption at the highest levels of government, including soil pollution, biosludge, dioxins, and bioterrorism. Look, folks, if it's government, if it's an institutional organization, NGO related to it, if they get money from it, it's probably going to be corrupted. Another pandemic, new vaccine is being prepared for a bird flu jump to humans, quote, just in case. Folks, whether they use fear epidemic, they're not going to stop. Or whether they're using real bioweapons to reduce the population. We have to be aware of all this stuff. We have to have these conversations. We have to prepare. Physician assistant fired after reporting adverse reactions to COVID-19 vaccine to VAERS. What is VAERS mostly known for, folks? Being 1% accurate. And a physician assistant is a diagnostician, like a physician. It just has a person just has less education. But they are diagnosticians. So think about that. You can't even believe, you can't believe any statistic today unless you do the reading and research. You have to do your own verifying. CBS meteorologist collapses on live TV broadcast. 35-year-old multi-year World Cup medalist dies unexpectedly. As I always say when I have time to go into healthcare, I could just, with these two articles, I could do the whole two-hour broadcast with died suddenly people. CDC confirms deadly fungi infection that kills one out of every three people is spread across America. Is this made in a lab, or is it just some type of fear hoax? Do you believe anything the CDC says after the hundreds of articles, maybe thousands that we've given of their scandals? Next. Levels of dioxin chemical that cause cancer found at unacceptably high levels at Ohio train derailment site. EPA finally admits. See, the private sector, we have to do all the work. The independent media, we're doing all the work of everybody. Everybody. Congress, the FBI, the DOJ, the CDC. We're doing all the work. No one's doing their job. That is the common denominator in America and the world right now, folks. The people who are installed in their positions were installed because they've been psychologically profiled to be willing to sell out their people, their freedoms, their liberty, their health for their own personal gain. Next, radio frequency radiation linked to brain damage and Alzheimer's, experts warn. Look, this is an article regarding 5G. Why hasn't every governor in the country taken down 5G? No one's doing their job, folks. We've talked so much about 5G and how for the people who've taken the vax, we've used words like kill switch. We've used words, and it's not me. It's not Rich using the words. It's from real experts, from physicians, from scientists, from researchers. We've used words like activate to fight this vaccine. Next, Southwest pilot replaced mid-flight after suffering medical emergency. We've given tons of these. Pilots collapsing before the flight, during the flight, after the flight. This is what's happening, folks. U.S. doctors admit that tens of thousands were killed during the pandemic by putting them on ventilators. Folks, we appreciate you being here. Hopefully we gave you good information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.